You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on September 20th, 2023, and is titled One Accord. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Philippians chapter 2, and let's join Steve and the message.
I'm probably only going to do about four verses tonight because there's quite a bit in here and we can chew around and digest on it. And look, as we're going through this word, and I know a lot of you do, but I want you to, as we talk about these things, put yourself in the church of Philippi. Listen to Paul in the situation we're in. Let God speak to you about who you are, where we are right now. Because there's a game plan in here that helps us to unify, to inspire, to empower, to inform. And so right here in these few verses, it talks a lot about that. He said, therefore, if there is any consolation or any encouragement in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Okay. I can't sit for this part. If you're going to have any encouragement, I just want us to talk for just a second. What does it mean, any comfort of love? Is that inside together or outside together? There are people that come to the gathering because for some people that's the only time during the week to actually feel loved. Good, we're useful in that. But should that not same fruit of the Spirit be carried right out these doors? Why wouldn't you feel that way at home? You know, if you don't have a home and you don't have a family, you should hang out here till you get one. But if you got one, why wouldn't that happen there? Why wouldn't we feel that way anymore in our community? How many of y'all feel like an outsider in your own community? I have for 21 years, ever since I got here. Feel like an outsider in my own community. How many of y'all feel like your community believes the same way you do? So, in the state of Texas, how many of y'all feeling the love? Like, we're just unified. You know, the only thing that unifies us in Texas are pride. That's it. We're about to become a state divided itself. We don't believe the same things. I don't know that we even care about each other anymore. I mean, I heard myself on an airplane the other day talking to somebody. They said, where are you from? I said, Texas. And they said, what town? I said, Muleshoe. It's in West Texas. That's the Texas. There's two Texases. We're in the upper one. Yeah, that's not true. So what about a nation? A nation that's come to a place where you can burn our flag and nobody cares. Or you can get paid $1 million to carry a pigskin up and down a football field while everybody gets drunk and watches. And just go ahead and sit down while they play the national anthem. Guys getting paid millions of dollars a year to lead these very teams of guys that you got to recite the playbook to them 400 times before they can remember page one. And they don't even have enough gumption to tell their players what they're going to do, how they're supposed to act. There's no unity in that. So what we've done, we've taken this church in Philippi, and we want to apply that to our little fellowship. Think about this. We've talked about this for years. Don't. When we went through the seven letters, remember we went through the seven letters? I told you, I said, don't look at that like each denominational little group. Don't look at that like each little tribe. You look at that like us. We're the body of Christ. Whatever flavor, whatever tribe you hang out in, if you're born again, you're the body of Christ. If you've been going to church since Moby Dick was a minute and you're not born again, you're not part of the body of Christ. You're just a guy who goes to church who doesn't know Jesus. We got a lot of them too. So he said, if there's any comfort in love, can you find comfort in, can you be a comforter outside this building? How's that work? Any fellowship of the Spirit. That's one of the biggest mistakes we've made in Christianity. We all got to go to a certain place to get in a pile to feel the Holy Ghost. I mean, for crying out loud, I'm going to get me a banner. Come, Holy Spirit. Jiminy Pete. Do you and your family not fellowship in the Spirit of God 24/7? Do you know there's people who will talk about the blood of Jesus? They'll talk about death in the grave. They'll talk a lot about going to heaven, and they're always talking about the devil tearing something up. And you never hear them talk about the Holy Ghost. Wow. Any affection, any mercy? How many of y'all know that one of your very own can make a mistake and it's front page news? Thanks, quiet in here tonight. Well, that sorry son of a gun. All I can tell you is you ought to know your preacher better. If you knew him a little better, we might could practice some of your mercy. Yeah. How many of y'all believe I might have said a wordy dirt once? Today. I'm not condoning anything. I'm telling you I'm extremely human. And God is going to use some extreme humans to do this stuff. If I got to be as perfect as Christians tell you you got to be, then you're going to really have your work cut out. And if you got to be as perfect as non-Christians say you got to be, you're never going to make it. But that fellowship in mercy, that fellowship in affection, here again, let's make it a kitchen table thing. Let's not talk about 1 hour a week when we can fake each other out. Let's do this 24/7 at the house. Let's see how this all works outside. You see, I told the guys Tuesday morning, if you're just going to gang up and listen to me every week, look, I don't get, this is not my job. So if you're not going to go do this stuff, well then shoot, let's quit. Because it's a waste of my time. The part I like best about doing this right here, because I learn something every week. And I believe my life is growing in this. And finding purpose and my mind's changing. So I'm really got the privilege because I got to kind of get my ducks at least in a group. Because you people are going to show up every week. So we got to do this. But you got to take these words and put them into practice. And he said, we got affection and mercy. Fulfill my joy. How much joy y'all got? You got enough joy to survive Joe Biden? Huh? You got enough joy to survive Michelle Lujan? Now we're stretching it. Yeah, how much joy you got, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord will be your strength. How many of you can look at your enemy and smile and know you're still going to kick his hind in? You know what the joy of the Lord does? It gives you the advantage. When you stand without fear, but you're not just overcome with anger, and I'm talking to me now, because I can get glad and mad in the same britches. But where you're confident enough to know that the Lord is with you and no weapon forged against you will prevail, because that's your heritage bought for you by Jesus Christ. That you can stand in the joy of the Lord and the confidence of his presence against your enemies, against the people who seek to destroy you and your future. Work towards that. It doesn't come by praying. It comes by doing. That's why James was adamant about it. Don't just be hearers now. You got to be doers. If you're just a hearer and not a doer, you're going to look in the mirror of this word every day, and you're going to walk away and forget what you saw. But a man who meditates on this word day and night, go read in James chapter 1, man who meditates on this word day and night and then is faithful to do what it says will be blessed in everything he does. Amen. Do you know what enemies do for me? They get me excited. Yeah. We've trained a whole church to sit down and wait till the love boat swings by and picks you up. Cow down. Sit down. Shut up. Be afraid. No. Get up. Stand up and let the joy of the Lord be your strength. For if God be for you, who could be against you? Tomorrow, when you get up, brush your teeth. I want you to look at yourself and go, I ain't scared of nothing. I ain't scared of nothing. And he said, being like-minded. What does like-minded mean? Here's what we've done for like-mindedness. Over decades, generations, we've changed the rules so we can agree. We'll change the lighting. We'll change the music. We'll change the time slot. We'll change the agenda. We'll stop and have a break and we'll eat a donut. We'll whatever makes everybody comfortable. I heard an argument. You may have heard me talk to this one time here a couple years ago, but some praise and worship guys, you know, and a whole pile of them have bailed on us anyhow. They was talking about turning the lights down during the music. Well, I like to turn the lights down during the music because it's easier to see the words. If y'all notice that, the light in the dark really shines. That'll preach. But the argument was, if you got the room dark, then anybody who was uncomfortable in that room would settle in. It'd be okay. So what you're telling me is the only way to expose the light of Jesus is to make people comfortable in the darkness. There's got to be a Steve-ism in there somewhere. Yeah. So what do? We make all the necessary adjustments so we can be like-minded. So now, if you're a Baptist, not picking on anybody, just telling you, if you're Baptist, there are certain ways that certain Baptists believe. Now, there's a lot of people who go to the Baptist church who've read their Bibles that don't necessarily agree with all that, but there's a code of ethics and a code there that you're supposed to agree on. It's the same way in the Methodist church, Catholicism. There's all kinds of things that you believe in Catholicism, and everybody's supposed to be like-minded in that. Church of Christ, my gosh, there's a thousand things in Church of Christ that I would differ with, but if you're part of that tribe, you're going to believe those things, and that's what you're required to believe. And so that's what we teach our tribe, so that each tribe will be like-minded. Do you know to be like-minded with your tribe and not be like-minded with the Bible is a powerless, fruitless, futile effort? It's powerless, it's fruitless, and it's futile. It bears no fruit. To be like-minded with your tribe and not like-minded with the Bible is a fruitless effort. The Holy Spirit is like-minded with the Bible. He authored it, okay? All this word is God-breathed, is what it says. So to be like-minded as Christians, we don't have to agree with each other. We have to agree with the Bible. One of the places where I found myself being on the edge a little bit, got a couple friends in here know what I'm talking about, is here as of the last year or so, I've been faithful to say some things about some things that pertain to modern day religion and denominationalism, and come to find out that if those things are supposed to be off limits, they're holy. Let me tell you something today. There may be some things in there that there's nothing in America more unholy. It's not in here. So what we do one day a week in the building and go down the list of check marks of Christianity that you're supposed to do are not in this book. And then we find ourselves going outside and living a life that's not in this book. Yet we're like-minded because we believe in once saved, always saved. A lie. Straight up. Or, you know what? We're like-minded because we don't believe in speaking in tongues. Here's one for you. If you want to hear God, read the word out loud so you can hear God. The Bible says that my sheep hear my voice, they know me, and they follow me. God speaks and his people hear. Now, if your tribe can't hear God, I don't know who's the God of your tribe. But it's not my God, because you can hear mine. You can feel mine. Sometimes you can smell him. My God's always doing something, and he's always causing me to do something, and it ain't come to church. I need to come to church to learn how to do this, learn how other people's doing this. I told you guys yesterday morning, if you're sitting in a group and your head guy is telling somebody else's story, get up and walk out and get you a guy who's living it. You're not going to get any bolder about this than I am. And I promise you I welcome all comers. And you know what? I know they won't come. You come defend that stuff. Come. I want to hear it. Because right now in America, we have given up all the ground we can afford to give up, and we're going to have to be like-minded, and we're going to have to be powerful in it. We're going to have to be unified in it. We're going to have to inspire in it. We're going to have to inform in it, and we're going to have to go outside and lock arms, and we're going to have to do it. We're going to start at the kitchen table, and then we're going to work our way out. We're going to have to tear down the denominational barriers that separate every one of us. We got Christianity in America today looks like the Pizza Hut. We got 82 flavors of how to have church. There's one way to be the church. One way to be the church. There's no way in here to have church. They don't have a script in here for having church. It's a whole volume of how to be the church. Come on, I'm preaching good. That's why I'm only doing 4 verses tonight. One mind. You know what our one mind is in Christianity today? You know how I know? Because this is our defense. I'm a Christian and I'm going to heaven. You're not a Christian, you're going to hell. That's it. That's the end game. We're all like-minded. We're all going to heaven. How many of y'all think you're going to heaven when you die? I think I probably will. Y'all going? Prove it. Because that's a futile story. Your profession of heaven bears no fruit. But we're like-minded in it. Hey, did you find that calf? Good. I bet he's back in. He went home. I'd leave it alone. You know what wouldn't surprise me, Sheriff, is while we're sitting here telling something this important that God didn't have a couple angels go by there and just send him in. I mean, there's a couple angels out there on our block that are cattle-loading son of a guns. I've got testimony after testimony. Right before the cow words come out, the angels show up, and they'll just get them on the trailer. And so I bet they went right over to Cody's house, and they just put them right in. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, honestly, I didn't understand for the longest time how a sheep herder could be that good a cowboy, but I'll tell you, he's got some serious help. Hey, can I veer off for just one little second just to share a fun story? No, this is true. I mean, y'all think I'm kind of making fun, but the people that know me and a lot of you guys are the same way. But we really do believe in the assistants, the ministering spirits that were sent to assist the saints. We believe in those ministering spirits. We believe in the angels that are here right now. People see them all the time. But we believe they're at our house. And we also know that the livestock, here's the part I wanted to tell you, the livestock, God's creation, see them better than we do. How else would they get on the trailer? I mean, I've literally turned around, walked off mad and going to go get some kind of bigger striking instrument and said, God, you load these cattle. I can't do nothing with it. And turn right around and have 8 head of them walk right on the trailer. Been chasing them around for an hour. And one day I was preaching a long time ago at a Corriente thing. And them old Corriente cows was banging their horns around and raising cane, and we were fixing to have a little registered Corriente auction. And they wanted me to give a little word and say a little prayer. And you could just feel the presence of God. And I'm telling you, if I'm lying, God strike me with lightning right now. But when I started talking, them Corriente cows lined up behind me, and they never moved. And everybody in that room saw it. They never moved the entire time we were preaching, the entire time we prayed. It was 20 minutes or something. Cows never banged a horn together. They never done nothing. I'm telling you, when you get ready to take our stand in this movement, your horses will play along. Your cattle will play along. God's creation will be in harmony with his creation. People who don't know Jesus don't live in harmony with his creation. That's just a little side note. Having the same love, one accord and one mind. Okay, the same love of what? Well, I love Jesus. How many of y'all love Jesus? Prove it. I mean, come on, we're a people of lip service and we don't do squat. What do you mean you love Jesus? So who do you love after that? Who's next? About your family? Your spouses? How many of y'all love America? How many think God was in on the design of this great country? How many of y'all think that we're on purpose for a purpose? Anybody believe that? So could we not get unified in purpose? I've driven all over America, wore out a camper and two pickups, trying to tell people of all denominations, all different tribes, hey, let's just forget it for a minute and let's unify in purpose. Let's unify in the love of our country and the love of our family. Let's do that. One time, for one period of time, could we do that? Just love Jesus by loving your country and loving your family, and let's do something about this stuff. Could we do that? How many of y'all think something will happen? You go home tonight and you read Acts chapter 1, 2, and 3. It said they were in one accord. And the whole earth shook. It was like a mighty rushing wind. They heard the tongues of heaven in their own languages. Do you know why God is using me to do this? Because I speak untainted American. I'm not learned. I'm just engaged. And when I talk to my buddies around the country, they get it. And when a guy's carrying two bottles of beer and hugging me around the neck, telling me how he likes my preaching, I'm not so dumb as to tell him to put down his beer or put out his cigarette or clean up his mouth. He will, when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of him, he will. But right now, I can think of about 10 of them guys that's had their arm around my neck in the last 48 hours. That if all Hades breaks loose in the earth.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.